Historically, September is the worst month of the year for the S&P 500 index. And so far this month, consistent with history, the equity markets have been particularly volatile, which has a lot of investors asking why, and should we expect this to continue? We have a saying amongst my team, the outcome of the fundamentals of the equity market is inevitable, but rarely timely. What we mean by that is that eventually, whether over a short period of time or a longer period of time, fair value of the equity markets will be recognized and reflected in the price of stocks. This, we think, is playing out in the equity markets today. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of September 23rd, so listen on as we navigate the living market. First off, what do we mean when we talk about stock market valuation? Simply put, the value of any stock today is the net present value of the company's future growth. To get that present value, the future growth is discounted by some rate. We call this the risk-free rate. In many cases, the risk-free rate is represented by the 10-year Treasury yield. As yields rise, as the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield has over the last 3 months, the value of the future growth falls. It becomes worth less in today's dollars. And that change in the discount rate finds its way eventually into stock market valuation. We know through our research that valuation matters, but over time. Valuation tells us nothing about stock market performance over the next year. However, history has shown that the higher the price to earnings multiple is, the lower the return for the stock index over the following 10 years. Thus, this is the tricky part about valuation. Its realization is unpredictable over shorter periods of time. That is, we can see an adjustment to valuation in years maybe 1, 5, or 7, or spread out over multiple years before we see an eventual return to fair value. And even that, fair value, is rarely achieved. Equity market valuation is like a pendulum, always swinging through fair value, but rarely ever at perfect fair value. At times, the market is trading below fair value before the pendulum swings the other way, and at times, the market is above fair value before it swings lower. And that is what we think is happening now. Equity investors are reacting to the higher yields that are pushing stock market valuation lower. We have held the view for a while now that the S&P 500 index was fully valued based on a number of our measures, which was also reflected in our favoring an underweight to U.S. stocks. But where do we go from here? Is the current volatility within equity markets over? Well, first, we need to understand that volatility is the norm, not the exception, when it comes to the equity markets overall. That aside, our view on bond yields is that they can move higher at the longer end of the yield curve. Historically, the U.S. 10-year yield has averaged approximately 200 basis points or 2% above inflation. If our expectations of U.S. inflation are correct and remain above 3% over the next 6 months, then a 5% U.S. 10-year Treasury yield is an easy target. So typically, as the 10-year yield rises, valuation falls. This isn't always the case, nor are the rising yields immediately priced into valuations, but over time, there has been an inverse relationship between the 10-year yield and PE multiples. Let me put it this way. In the last 50 years, the trailing PE multiple for the S&P 500 index has been 17, while the average 10-year yield has been 6%. If we were to see a 5% 10-year yield, it's unlikely that the PE multiple will remain at its current 21 times earnings. So far, the volatility seen across many equity markets is still within what we would expect for normal market activity. At the same time, however, we believe the higher for longer narrative for interest rates will continue to weigh on valuations, in particular, the more expensive areas of the market. Despite some dip buyers emerging out of the woodwork, the volatility may not be at its end. We believe a focus on more defensive, lower valuation, and late cycle stocks and sectors may provide better positioning given the current and future interest rate environment. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.